Cotton, Biden admin continuing to not pursue China for likely origins of coronavirus. By Jeff Poor on April 26, 2022. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, has questions about the Biden administration's tack on the inflationary headwinds facing the U.S. economy, especially concerning gas prices. During an appearance on FNC's The Ingram Angle on Monday, Cotton said the Biden White House's effort to blame tariffs and Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine did not add up given the timeline of the increasing prices and the actions of the former President Donald Trump. Cotton also said the Biden administration's behavior was indicative of a reluctance to hold China accountable for its role in the COVID-19 pandemic. "Well, Laura, first off, it's so silly to blame these tariffs for inflation," he said. "These tariffs were in place almost from the beginning of the Trump administration when we did not have inflation. It's kind of like blaming inflation on so-called Putin's price hike when the price of gas was increasing well before Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine. The next thing they're going to be blaming inflation for is a lack of unicorn tears to fuel our cars around the country. But unfortunately, it's part of the pattern. You see, with the Biden administration continuing to try to conciliate with China to turn the other cheek, not pursuing, for instance, the likely origins of the coronavirus and the Wuhan lab," Cotton added. "And regrettably, there are still a lot of Republicans in Washington and then around the country who think that China should be primarily a trading partner, not confronted as our number one enemy and the gravest threat to America's prosperity, freedom and safety in the 21st century." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.